giving honor and praise to God, who's the head of my life, my wife, my bishop, Eric Kincaid Clark, Pastor Lenore Clark, all the pastors, ministers, deacons, all the saints on the line this morning, especially those that are joining us for the first time. We welcome you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is so worthy to be praised. He is so worthy to be lifted up and to be glorified. Thank you for joining us this morning. All right, we're going to go right into our first prayer lead. That would be our own Sister Elaine. Sister Elaine, are you there? You got her?
Yep, you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now. Go right ahead and let God use you.
All right, my topic today is Genesis 1 and 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The verse introducing the creation, the story in the Bible, it describes how God created the world out of nothing and how he did so in a series of steps. What it says is God is all-powerful and personal. God is separated from his own creation. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for your beginnings. Lord, I often ask, where did you come from? Which I know I shouldn't be asking such a thing, but I often wonder, how did all of this become what it is right now? But we know how great and wonderful and sovereign that you are, so I couldn't take it any further than what I could take it to. Father, I thank you this morning for the location that I'm in, that I'm able to get up each and every morning to come to this kitchen and come every morning, every Monday to this location. I thank you for that. I thank you for the persons that's on this line near and far. I thank you for our body of Christ, people that serve each and every day on this line. I thank you for them this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. I thank you for this new ministry that's set up. And this is a beginning for most of us. This is a beginning for some of the people that can't recognize what is going on. But if you sit and think about everything that we're being taught, it'll come to you one of these days. I hope one of these days it'll come to you. Father, I thank you for the beginning of the world and how you formed it, how you formed everything. You formed the day from the night. You formed everything. You formed even us. I thank you, Lord God, for your son Jesus that you formed, that you made, that you made in your image, and then we became in your image also. We just got to learn how to live like your son, Jesus Christ, did for you. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for our training and our reigning, our new beginning. Our beginning is training right now, training in the things that you expect us to be trained in and that you want us to be trained in. Father, I thank you for Genesis 1 because this was the beginning of our life also. All the things that you created on the earth, you created the birds, all the animals and different things. You created man and female. I thank you for each and everything that you have created on this earth. Some of the things I don't like looking at, such as snakes and stuff like that, but those are your creations. You created them. I thank you, Lord God, for our new ministry. I thank you for our Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark that is so wise of your word, and we want to be like that too. We want him to continue to teach us, to continue to transform us in these new beginnings that we're in right now in this new ministry. Father, I thank you this morning because you have been so good to us, even in the beginning of this world, of this word, even in that beginning, you have been very good to us, and you're still good to us because, for one thing, you woke us up this morning to start our day. You woke us up to recognize who you are in this great book, in this volume that we have opened up each and every day, Lord. We thank you because you are the great King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Master of Masters, Lord. I thank you for each and every individual that gets on this line to get up in the morning and seek your face and get on this line every day so that we can learn a new thing, that we learn everything that we need to learn concerning you. Lord, this is some kind of world that we're living in, and actually it's not the world. The world is holding us, but it's the things that's being done right now, and we ask you, Lord God, to protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. No matter what, we have seen bad things, and we always get through them. We thank you, Lord God, for you are the beginning of our lives. We thank you, Lord God, because you said that in the beginning, you created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was formed and without void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which was under the firmament from the waters which was above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning was the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And the God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit trees yielding fruit after his time, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. God is a great God. He's a wonderful God. He knows what he's doing at all times. When he says he knows the hairs on your head, he knows everything. He knows everything about this earth. It's nothing about this earth that he formed that he doesn't know about. We thank you, Lord, this morning. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that died for us. How can we not forget about all that he has done for us? We thank you, Lord God. We thank you because we look at today and every day that we wake up, how good and how awesome you are, because you was the beginning of all of this. You created all of this. You created all of us. And we thank you. We magnify you. We lift you up. We bow down before you because you are the great King of Kings. You made everything. You made every person. You made everything that's going to be and how it's going to be. Oh, we are in our training for reigning right now. Oh, we want to be trained in your ways, in your beginnings. We want to know everything about what we should be doing concerning you, even in these times that they don't seem so rough to us, because we magnify and we glorify you, Lord, and that you make things all good for us. We thank you this morning. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for the things that you're doing for us and the things that's been done for us. We thank you for each and every person on this line, for their families, Lord. We thank you for our families that we're able to teach them what this word is from the beginning to the end, from Genesis to Revelation. We thank you, Lord God, because we know that time is really winding, it's winding down, and we know that soon that you will be back, that you're coming back, and that we're going to be ready for you, and we want to be ready for you. God, I thank you for Genesis 1 and 1 because it wakes us up this morning. It wakes us up, it starts us for our beginnings, Lord God, because you began with forming this world, forming it into the way that you wanted it to be and molding it the way that you wanted it to be. We thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you. We give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord God, for our children. We thank you that their beginnings be good, that they learn about you through the parents and their mentors and people that love them, that know your word and want them to live by your word. We thank you, Lord God, for the homeless, the sick and the shut in this morning, that they know how to open their mouths and say, thank you, Jesus, for forming this world and that I'm in it and that I'm still in it now. We thank you because you're a good God. You're a good King. You're better than any king that we could ever know of. We thank you, Lord God. We also thank you for the politicians right now, Lord God, that they know who you are and that they know that they are not the kings of this land, that you are. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you even for this president that we have, Lord God, that you lead and guide him and that you speak to his mind and his heart of what he's saying that he's going to do to the people, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you do all things well, that you even made him, Lord God, and that he is going to bow down to you, that he has to bow down to you and think about you and who you really, really are. We thank you this morning, Lord God, for each and every person. We thank you, Lord God, for the kings and the queens that think that they're all of that, Lord God, but you are all of that. And we thank you and we give you praise through your Son, Jesus Christ. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. 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 I give it back to the host. God bless you all.
Amen, Sister Elaine. We thank you for taking the lead in our prayer service this morning. We thank you for your leadership. And we thank you for your song, I Want to Be Where You Are, Lord. Yes, that is my desire as well. I want to be where you are, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. The Believer's Declaration. We are a strong people who know God and serve His purpose. As mature believers, we minister from our location. As believers, we are being discipled through daily ministry. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for discipling us through daily ministry. At this time, we're going to turn the prayer over, the prayer service over to our own Sister Cynthia. Sister Cynthia, are you there?
Yes.
Amen. Go right ahead. Let God use you. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, saints. This is Sister Cynthia, and I'm calling from my location, Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'll be here the rest of the month, and I just thank God for Jesus. My word today is coming out of Exodus 19, and I'm starting at the third verse, and it says, "And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus ye shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle wings and brought you to myself." Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor, for truly, God, you worthy to be praised, Lord. We thank you, God, because you gave Moses a word to tell the children of Israel how you brought them out, Lord, how they was able to come, God, on dry land, how they was able to look back and see their enemy. And God, you told them after that day, they would never see them again. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you for all that you do for us, God, because you love us. Lord, you put them up on eagle wings because you wanted them to be brought to you, God, because you're the God that fights for us. You're the God, Lord, that stand in intercession for us. You the God that watch over us, God. We thank you for the bloodshed covering, God, that covers us, that protects us, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. You are awesome, God, and a good God. On this day, God, we lift you up. We give you the praise and we give you the glory and honor because we know that we can't do anything without you, God. And so we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for going to the cross over 2,000 years ago. And, Lord, shedding your blood just for us, God, that all men shall come to know you, God. Everybody has a chance, God, to accept you. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you that we heard the word, that we heard the word and we came forth, God, to know, God, that you got us no matter what. And yes, God, we have trials and we tribulations, but your word said that you would deliver us, God, from them all, God. And all we have to do is give you back your word. And God, whatever we're going through in our lives, it's a scripture in the word that we can give back to you concerning the situation. We don't have to stumble. We don't have to fall, God. All we have to do is look to you where our help comes from. You are our help each and every day. Lord, we have to acknowledge you that you would guide and direct our footsteps, that we will walk in the direction that you would have us to go. God, we thank you, God, because you said, Lord, that you are God that supplies. Whatever the need is, you said that you are God that supplies all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, we thank you on today that the need is being supplied according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, God, on today that the windows that open from heaven and you're pouring us out a blessing, God, that there won't be room enough to receive it. And Lord, we thank you for rebuking the devils that's there in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we can keep our eyes focused on you, walking, God, towards you, not focus on this world, God, where things is taking place, that they don't overtake us because you said that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. We have to function in a sound mind, God. We have to continue daily to search the scriptures, Lord. We have to continue daily to call out to you, because you're the only true and living God. You're the only God that answers according to your word. We have to begin, God, to walk in your word. You said, God, that you had all against us. And you said because we left our first love. Our first love, God, has to be you. So we have to find our way back in the direction of you, God. We have to find our way back to where when we first believed, God, and we was on fire for you, and we were seeking after you, we were thirsty, we was hungry. And so, God, things come up in our lives, and they're a distraction, and all of a sudden we're walking this way and we're walking that way, and we're saying we need to hear from you. We need a word from you while we're not hearing, God. We have to once again sell out to you, God, for you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on you should not perish, but should have everlasting life. And so, God, we got to believe, God, that we serve a true and living God, that we won't follow after them little gods, that we won't run in this direction and that direction, that we'll walk by faith and not by sight. We'll call those things this night as though they already were. But we know that faith without works is dead. So, God, you've given us something we have to do. Yes, we have the faith, but where is our works? And so, God, we have to get up and move towards what it is that you're calling us to do. So, God, if I'm dependent on you for a job, I can't stay in my bed every day saying, Lord, when I'm going to get the job. I got faith. You said, no, you got to get up. You got to do something. And so, God, I thank you that you give us clear directions on what to do, what to say, where to go. Lord, you speak to us, God. You said, those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last days. God, what are you saying? We got to begin to tell people about you. We can't let years and years and years go by, and they never told nobody about you. We in the closet, and nobody know what we say. Our life got to represent you no matter what. We ought to live holy no matter what, not just in the church, but when we come up out of the church, we ought to live holy. We ought to live righteous and right standing with you, God. Because you, Lord, you rule, you reign, you deliver and set free. And we can't forget how you brought us out of Egypt and you set us free. And we don't want to walk out of Egypt saying, I wish I was back in Egypt, because when I was in Egypt, God, I was dying. I needed deliverance, and so it don't make sense to go back. So we got to keep walking forward. We got to keep knowing, God, that you got us no matter what, that you caring us, God, when we going through so much, you're there. But we got to know that you're there. So we got to seek you every day. We got to search the scriptures every day. We got to learn who you are, because the word of God has to become our lifeline. And then we don't have to be in fear. We don't have to be afraid, because we know, God, that you're looking out for your people, because you love your people and you love us, God. And you love us so much. How much did you love us? You sent your Son. And he stretched forth his arms, and he died for us, and he shed his blood for us, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That we could call those things that's not as though they already were. That we could speak to those sycamore trees, God, that's standing in our way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And I say, well, what is the sycamore tree? Whatever's going on in our lives that should not be going on, God, we have to speak. And we have to know that you're going to answer.
And we have to give you praise and glory and honor. Even when we're standing in the hallway and we're waiting on the answer to come, we got to praise you like never before because, God, praise confused the enemy. You said the word is nigh in my mouth. I got to speak the word and not the problem. I got to speak the word and not the situation. I got to call those things that's not. I got to walk by faith. I got to look towards you because if I look at the situation, it might destroy me. It might bring me down. But if I look at you, if I speak your word, you're going to bring it to pass in my life. So, God, I thank you on today. And I pray for everybody that's on this line, God, that whatever the need is that you would meet, that whatever they're going through, God, you'll send an answer. And I thank you, God, for complete healing from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, that we delivered and set free. I pray, God, for Bishop and Sister Lenore, that you'll continue to cover them, that you'll continue to supply the need, whatever the need is, God, that you will supply, that you would open up a window from heaven and pour them out a blessing, that it won't be room enough to receive it, and that everything that they need to pay is paid for in full. And I thank you, God. And I praise you, God, and I pray that you'll continue to strengthen them. I pray that the word will continue to come out of their mouth, God. I pray that you'll continue to minister to them, even in their quiet time, that you're giving them a word for your people. And so we thank you and we praise you. Now we speak to the mountain that's in our way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. We seal it under the blood and we call it done by faith, and we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we thank you for all that you're doing, even this day. And I pray, God, those that have to go out, that you have covered them, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come to them, God. And I thank you for it. Seal it under the blood. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I turn it back over to the host. God bless you, saints.
Amen. Amen. Sister Cynthia, coming all the way from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your passionate, fervent prayer. Once again this morning on our prayer line service. Hey, y'all, some of y'all may have to leave. We're at the halfway mark of our prayer service. We're asking for those that can to sow a seed. You can sow that seed to $ Bishop Eric Clark. That's the Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text to give, GIVE 216-446-1209. GIVE 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org. Give your offering there. Put in your prayer request. We are praying on this prayer line service for you and for those that need prayer. So put in your prayer request. Also upload your 1 minute GPS. You can do that. That's guiding people to salvation for those that don't know. Give your 1 minute testimony. Help somebody to know Jesus. Let somebody know what Jesus has done in your lives. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. We're going on to our own, my wife, Sister Keitha, as our next prayer lead. You go right ahead.
Amen, amen. Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Keitha Jeffries, and I am your prayer lead, your third prayer lead this morning, giving honor to God and thanking him for waking us up this morning. keeping us clothed and in our right mind, and strengthened in our body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My scripture is Luke 8:8. I want to read it in the King James, but then I want to read it in the Amplified. Okay, the King James says, "Take heed therefore how you hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever has not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have." Okay, in the Amplified version, it says, "So be careful how you listen. For whoever has a teachable heart, to him more understanding will be given. And whoever does not have a longing for truth, even what he thinks he has, he will be taken away from him." Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to be praying this morning on use it or lose it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Lord, we come before you this morning, Jesus. Thanking you, oh God. Hallelujah. For being the head of our life. Thank you for being the great I am. Lord God, thank you for all your wisdom and your knowledge, Jesus. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. You're holy. Lord God, you are wonderful, Jesus. There is none like you, Lord God, in the heavens or the earth. You are the only God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. No other gods exist. We don't even think of them, Lord, because we know, Lord God, that you are the God in heaven. You control everything, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we praise you, oh God, today, Lord, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord Jesus, that anything we lack, we can ask you, Lord God, and you will give it to us, Lord. We look to you, Jesus, hallelujah, to make a way out of no way. We look to you, oh God, to fill us and to instruct us, Lord God, in what to do, Lord. We thank you, oh God, because you're opening up our ears to hear, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're filling us up, Lord God, with your word, Lord God, with your spirit, Jesus. Hallelujah, that we may move about each and every day, Lord, that we may be able to minister from our location, Lord God, wherever we are and whoever we run into, Lord God, we are able to instruct them because you've instructed us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we are listening. We are hearing what you're saying, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us, Jesus, that we may not drop anything, Lord, that we may continue to use what you gave us. Hallelujah. And not lay on it and sit on it and forget about it, Lord God, that you may not take it from us, oh God, that our memories may not be wiped clean. Lord God, help us to constantly, Lord God, read your word and pray, oh God, and come before you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And asking you, Lord God, to fill us, Lord God, in the areas that we are lacking. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we know that in your word, Lord God, in Proverbs, the 9th chapter, you said, "Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase his learning." Hallelujah, Lord God. Increase our learning, oh God. Help us, Jesus. Help us, oh God,
that we may become wiser, Lord. Hallelujah. Because we know this generation is full of, they are wiser. They are coming up with all kinds of things, Lord, and we're falling back. But, Lord, help us to be wiser in your word, Lord God. That's where I want to be, wiser in your word, Jesus. Hallelujah. More knowledgeable and ready, Lord God, when you come, Lord God. Help us to give what we know, Lord, to those that are lacking and behind, oh God. Help us to have that love and compassion that you have for us, for your people, Jesus. That we may lead them, Lord God, into the truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Time is winding up, Lord. And we know, Lord, that everything is at hand. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, the one thing you said will last forever is your word, Jesus. We don't never want to lose that, Lord. We want to plant it down in our heart, hallelujah, that we may not sin against you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, for lifting us up, Lord God, for strengthening us in our limbs, oh God. Hallelujah, for giving us the faith, Lord, to move. Hallelujah, Jesus, with what you have given us, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for your love, Jesus, that you, Lord God, you went to Calvary, Lord, and you rose up again, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for rising up, Lord. Hallelujah, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, for sparing us, for forgiving us, Lord. For our sins are many, Lord. We are not guiltless, Lord God. We are not without sin, without issues, Lord God, and faults. But, Lord, we know, Lord God, that you are our Father. And as long as we cast our cares to you, Lord God, you, Lord, care for us, and you will lift us up. You provide for us, oh God. There is no lack, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said you've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Lord God, we hold true to that word, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you for your power, Lord. Your power, oh God, to move mountains, Lord. Your power, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, to restore nations, oh God. Your power, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to do the impossible. You are a miracle working God. We look to you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. For we know, Lord God, our lives is in your hands, oh God. We know that you're covering us with your blood, Jesus. We know that our children is covered, Lord God, because we are, Lord God, your children. And we pray every day, Lord. We bring our sacrifices, Lord God. We leave them at your feet, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, you know all things, Lord. And we know nothing is hid from you, Jesus. You know our heart, Lord. You know our minds, oh God. You know the spirit that is in man, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know our every situation in life, Lord God. You know where we go, Lord God, and where we thinking we going, Lord God. But, Father, we know, Lord God, hallelujah, that in you we have our being, Lord, our breath, Lord God, our strength and our hope, Lord God. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us, oh God, that we don't lose, Lord God, what you've given us. Help us to come up higher, Lord, on every side, oh God. Help us to be that servant, Lord, that you have called us to be, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For you called, oh God, and you chose, Lord, and you anointed, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You say, lift up our voice, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, as a trumpet, Lord God. Warn the people. Hallelujah, oh God. Let our light so shine that men may see, Lord God, our good works, Lord God. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for laying the map, Lord God. Hallelujah, for us to follow, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are nothing without you, Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. Keep us covered, Lord, under the shadow of your wing, oh God. Keep us tight within your bosom, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, we love you, Lord God. We honor you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. You said when praises go up, the blessings come down, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We know sometime, Lord, we ain't going to be on the mountain, Lord. Sometime we in the valley, oh God. But wherever we are, Lord, we know that you are there with us, Lord God. Hallelujah, carrying us. Fighting for us, oh God. Hallelujah. Restoring the joy and the strength, Lord. Helping us to move, oh God. Hallelujah. Protecting us and fighting our battles, oh God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just give us the strength to hold on, Lord, a little bit longer. Hold on when we think we can't stand no more, Lord. Hold on, therefore, Lord God. Hold on by a thread. Whatever it takes, hold on, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In this season, oh God, as we train to reign, oh God, hallelujah, fill our cup, Lord, and let it overflow. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you thanks. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Back into the hands, hallelujah, of our host, Minister Andre Jeffrey, our husband, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Keitha, amen for your powerful prayer this morning. Hold on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is so good, y'all. God is so great. Thank you, Jesus. He answers prayers, and I thank him for hearing my prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hey, y'all, we got a prayer list here. We are going to call out the names of those that we are praying for on the prayer list. We are praying for LaTanya's healing. We are still praying for LaShonda's grandson's healing. Manzella, Mercedes, Billy, Roberta's husband's healing. Linda James' healing. And Rachel's mother, Brenda, and family. Keep those in your prayers this morning. We are praying on this prayer line service this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Elaine prayed this morning on the creative God. She came from Genesis 1, verse 1. She said, God is all powerful. Thank you, Jesus. He's still creating, too. He hasn't stopped. God is still creating. The universe is still being expanded in the name of Jesus. Sister Cynthia, she prayed from Exodus 19 and 4. Love leads the way. Thank you, Jesus. Clear directions. Yes, we need God's clear directions in this confused world we're living in. We need God's clear direction. Thank you, Lord. And she said, everybody is given a chance to accept Jesus. God didn't leave nobody out. He said, whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come. Is it you? You need Jesus today? You on this prayer line? You can come to Jesus right now. He has his arms open for you. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Keith's topic was use it or lose it. Amen. You can lose your salvation if you don't use it. Don't let nobody tell you once saved, always saved. You got to put some work in here. You got to hold on to your faith. And the power of God, you got to use that power. God didn't give it to you just for you. He gave it to you to save somebody else, to help somebody else. If you feel yourself slipping, I say tie that spiritual knot and hold on to your faith. Once again, my name is Minister Andre. I am your last prayer lead. And my topic is this, pray for whatever is on your heart. But I'm going to be coming and reading from the NIV version. Let me see what time I got. Okay, yeah, from the NIV version, the book of Acts. I guess I want to look at the 21st on down to the 32nd, if I can. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison was shaken. At once, all the prison doors were open. Skipping on down, I'm going to skip on down to the 30 verse 30, and it says, he turned and brought them out and asked, sir, what must I do to be saved? And they replied, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all of them. And the Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctified in the hearts and minds of all those that believe. Luke wrote the Acts of the Apostles to Theophilus. Theophilus was probably a Gentile official who had been won to Christ. The book of Acts shows transition. That's my topic. Transition, thank you, Jesus, from Christ's message of the coming kingdom to the apostles' message of one new body of Jew and Gentiles in Christ, called the church. We are the church. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for putting us into the church. Luke wrote to show the Roman world that Christianity is not a subversive political movement. Christianity was not seeking to overthrow Rome, though they spoke of another king and rejected the emperor as Lord. They submitted to political authority. Though the apostles were often imprisoned, they were always, let me say that one more time, they were always exonerated. Sometimes God himself intervened, other times governmental authorities, but each time they were vindicated. Let us pray. Lord, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for you being all-powerful this morning, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's no greater power than yours, Lord Jesus. In heaven or in earth, Lord.
And we thank you right now, Jesus, for your blood covenant, Jesus, that has sealed us, Lord, this morning, Jesus. We covered under your blood, Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise your name for it, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power, your might, your dominion, and your authority, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. No greater power than you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we are connected to you this morning. Can't think of nobody else I want to be connected to. Can't think of nobody else that has more power than you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You are the great, great gatekeeper. Hallelujah. You are the door. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can't come no other way but through Christ this morning. If you try, you a thief and a robber. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the power to become your sons and daughters. We your sons this morning. Hallelujah. I'm fired up. Hallelujah. We your daughters this morning, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your word making us aware of who we really are, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That we can use and bear your name. Hallelujah. We are in the family of God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your matchless name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You've given us power, Lord, to lay hands on the sick, Lord. They will recover. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing them out of the hospital, Lord. Thank you for all those that are on the prayer list, Lord, that we're praying for, Lord. We claim healing for them right now, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just have to speak the word. Hallelujah. Sometimes we ain't even got to go nowhere. We can do it from our own location. We can send that power out this morning. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have in your way this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can lay hands on the believer and they can be filled with the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for your power, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for filling us this morning, Lord. Waking us up, Lord Jesus. Quickening our bodies this morning, Lord Jesus. Giving us the strength that we need, Jesus, to glorify you, Lord. To walk like you, Lord. To talk like you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for your power, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for allowing us to speak in heavenly languages to you, Lord Jesus. We know you understand all languages, Lord, and we thank you this morning, Lord Jesus, for the manifestation of your spirit, Lord, to experience it for ourselves, Lord. That's what we want to do, Lord. We want to experience it for ourselves, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your mighty name this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty spirit being down on the inside of us this morning, Lord. Lord, we ask that you remove every hindering spirit, Lord Jesus. Every spirit that's trying to block your work from taking place in our lives, Lord. We come against it right now, Lord. We move and operate in your authority, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, that we can grow in your faith, Lord, in our faith towards you, Lord Jesus. Help us to grow more, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Deliver us, Lord, from our carnality, Lord. From carnal thinking, Jesus. Deliver us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Help us to crucify our flesh even more, Lord. Help us to die daily, Lord Jesus. Help us to make the sacrifice, Lord. We offer up the sacrifice of praise this morning to you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to have communion with you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being able to take communion yesterday, Lord, with the congregation at the AC Hotel. We thank you for bringing the bishop in, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For that sweet fellowship, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give us discernment, Lord Jesus. Give us that great spirit of discernment today, Lord Jesus. We need to know, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to navigate these times that we're living in. In the mighty name of Jesus, your spirit will lead and guide us into all truth, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding us daily. Hallelujah. For all the apparatuses that you've made available to us now. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. You said you won't have us to be ignorant, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for opening up our understanding, Lord, to what your will is, Lord. For you say the wisdom of this world is foolishness to you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we want the wisdom of God on the inside of us. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name this morning, Lord Jesus. I like what Sister Cynthia said. We, it's we, one body, but it's we in the body. Praying together. I hope y'all praying with me right now on this prayer line. I hope you're not just listening to what I say. I hope we're praying and touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Every strain, every chain, Lord, every stronghold, break it, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anything, Lord Jesus, that's not like you, Lord, this morning, remove it. Lord, deliver your people, Lord, out of any Egypt that they may be in. Give them an exodus, Lord. You have made the way of escape, Lord Jesus. All we got to do is look for it, and it's there in the name of Jesus. Don't let us be distracted, Lord, by the trickery and the deception of the enemy, Lord. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, Jesus. I'm going to have to bring this prayer to a close. Time is running out, Lord. But, Lord, look down on your people, Lord. Keep them safe, Lord. Protect them throughout the day. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen and amen. God bless everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
We love you all.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Have a great day.
All right. Praise his name if you want to.
Wonderful
thank
day.
Thank you, because he is worthy. Have a great day,
Bishop
y'all.
Bishop is on David
Bishop will
Red.
Be coming on. Thank you. Thank you for your help. Bishop is coming on in about 1 minute on the Daily Bread. Feel free to tune in and get that word for the day. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
God bless.